Films, comics, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, it's me, Novak. And I bring energy to the shop. I got Bird of Shit over here. His girlfriend. You gonna marry that bitch or what? What the fuck? And I got my doctor here, Dr. Ali. He saved my life on my last heroin binge 2 weeks ago.
Novak, I thought you said that you weren't doing heroin a month ago.
Did we start?
Yeah.
You didn't introduce anybody, asshole.
I did. I just did.
Yeah, you said my doctor and Novak.
Yeah. And then Shitbird and his girlfriend.
Shitbird and A Lowlife. You guys still drinking or what?
Yeah, fuck
thanks,
yeah.
Cake stands?
Dude, don't call the kettle black.
She's a snowball.
Oh, I'm going to die with a needle in my arm. I know it.
I see
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
So when was this heroin bender you went on?
Can we film it?
I actually have the doctor here with me now. And
chime in anytime you want, Doc.
Dr. Cuban.
Tell me what happened. You see him coming in all shaking and shit on a flatbed or what?
No, tell him everything.
So,
but you gotta talk quick.
Novak was found passed out on a light rail, trying to sort of hang himself with his scarf on the chair, slumping out of the chair, not responding to people.
Trying to hang himself.
Yeah, I was trying to kill myself.
Wait, where was this?
It's a light rail. It's a public transportation in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
I was trying to hang myself, kill myself.
Why?
Because I don't want to live no more.
Yo, man.
What do you mean? Couldn't have no money to get no more heroin.
You were trying to kill yourself on a bridge?
Unbeknownst to me, like, I was just so out of it. Like,
unbeknownst to you.
Like, in drug frame mind.
So that's a different person?
Yeah, like, now I would never think of that.
Now? You look kind of high.
No.
A little bit.
No. I'm on, what am I on, Paxil?
Paxil.
Which is like anti-anxiety, makes you kind of tired,
and
sleepy.
And I thought you were bringing energy to the show.
I am, but I will give me Paxil a chance. We're talking about my deathly experience.
So,
talk on.
All right. So, Novak, you're still on dope?
No.
Okay, so you were on dope when you were trying to kill yourself.
Yes.
And that was how long ago?
3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks mm-hmm. ago? And you just kicked it like that, huh?
That's no, I bought buprenorphine.
What the fuck is that?
It's this pill that you buy 5 of them, you take 3, and then you break the last 2 down into halves, and then you don't feel nothing.
Who says this?
Doctors. I go to doctors.
Doc, is that true?
It is a medication we use. It's called Suboxone is the brand name.
Suboxone, yeah.
What's that do for a junkie?
It prevents withdrawal symptoms. It reduces your need for heroin.
What's the point of methadone? Because
I can go off on methadone.
I really want to know. Because
methadone is some bullshit.
They give you methadone to kick heroin, but all it does is rot your teeth even harder, it's even worse.
Methadone,
but it's controlled by the government.
And it's the government fucking made money. You know what I mean?
Is there some people who prefer methadone to heroin?
Just
you can buy.
Can you get addicted to that rather than
heroin? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Methadone's harder to kick than
heroin.
What
do they give you to kick that? Yeah. So why do they
methadone.
Give it?
Methadone. Exactly.
So why do they give it then?
People who simply cannot kick heroin and cannot get off opiates and narcotics, they give them methadone because it's a very long-acting narcotic, and you get it in a controlled manner.
Like a 40-year-old addict.
About
40 years old, you might.
I mean, I have friends that have been addicted to heroin. Why are they now? I mean, they're now addicted to methadone. Is that any better?
No. Fuck no, it's way worse.
Trying to get someone off methadone is actually in some ways harder than getting someone off heroin.
Wow.
Because the half-life is so much longer, you feel the pains of withdrawal for so much longer when you stop doing methadone.
So,
and it's long-ass tapers. It's
do they just do it because it's controlled by the government? It's got to be.
Yes. Well...
It's got to be.
No, I mean, some people do well on methadone. Some people, you know, use that for like a year or two and slowly wean themselves off. But a lot of times you see people get on methadone, they get higher and higher doses, and then they start just using that to feel high, and then you're just
and then you like
up
a Klonopin or a Xanax, and then you're fucking out.
I've actually heard that like if I took methadone, I wouldn't get high, but I don't think that's necessarily the case.
No, you get high if you eat one Klonopin with your methadone. You are fucking not. It's better than heroin.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah. It's like they take you off of a Hyundai and they give you a Cadillac.
I don't think that's. I really don't think that's good advice. I think it's fucking worthless advice if you ask me.
Doctor,
why you got a Klonopin or something?
It's called being facetious.
Me too.
How long do you give him to live, Dr.
Me.
Cuban? You're his doctor.
Dr. Cuban.
Because honestly, Cuban.
I love Cuban cigars.
He looks a wreck. He looks like he's going to die in 5 hours.
He looks
so
wreck.
If Brandon keeps doing what he's been doing, 5 years, maybe less.
I ain't doing no nothing.
What are you going to do for him being his doctor on the radio? Like, you're on the radio, You got to save him now.
I'm trying to
In
help
2 weeks, I go get my blood results. I have all my fucking kidneys and livers checked
out. Not you, the doctor. He's here for some reason. What are you here for?
To save Brandon, you mean? Like, what am I doing to try to save Brandon?
Yeah, why are you here on the radio?
I don't think it's possible
to
save Brandon.
I think the only person I can save him is
I think
himself.
Brandon's a good kid. I think he's worth saving. That's why I want to save him. I think he's a good
kid. Maybe because I had 4 years clean at one point, I know how to do it.
You can do it.
I know I can do it.
I think Brandon has the strength of will to stay clean. I think he just needs to find it in himself to
realize
he doesn't need
those drugs. Is that I walked down the street with him in Westchester, and we found this yellow pill on the side of the road.
That was to be funny for you.
And I was like, well, what is he? He's like,
guess we'll find out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's not good
so,
behavior either.
So, you know, like, one beer, and then that happens, like... You're going down in flames, dude.
All right, Doc McGrogan, what's your...
And you're much...
Doc McGrogan.
What's your take on weed, bro?
I hate it. I think it makes you stupid.
I think weed really? Gets a bad yeah. rap. I think weed gets
personally.
A bad rap. I think
See?
Just...
Personally.
Just like any other drug, you can overuse it, but I think that it's a lot better for you than a lot of things that are legal. I think you can knock your liver out drinking your ass, you know, to death, but
Rock
you know, weed's illegal.
So would you recommend Brandon to smoke...
Weed.
No, I don't know if I'd recommend Brandon to smoke anything, but some people can't take anything into their system because that first drug is going to lead to 1,000 other ones.
What if he smoked peanuts?
Well, listen to this.
I'd make loads of cash.
I think Brandon can smoke as much cock as he wants.
Shipper,
for more heroin.
When he was 15 or 16, he ran away in Indiana, and he was going to an Ozzy concert, and Randy Rhoads was playing, and he was smoking weed with his buddies in the bleachers, and this soccer mom comes up. He goes, can I film you guys? Can I film you guys having fun before the concert? And he's like, yeah, what's up? Woo, I'm smoking weed, yeah. They show the police that. He gets arrested as Randy Rhoads is coming out. He missed the whole show.
You got knocked out by the soccer mom, man. What the fuck's up with that?
Every time I see that dumb ball on the back of fucking your stupid minivan, I fucking swear to God, my teeth grind. My balls.
Novak ate out a soccer mom in Florida.
She knows. I get pissed.
Really?
That's like, she's
Should
got
we call
soccer
her?
A ball.
Oh, fucking soccer ball.
Did you know that they cut out you making her finger herself on the radio?
Should we call her and let her?
Because you had to let her know that she was on serious radio.
I can call her and let her bitch me out right now.
That's the thing. You need
to ask her to be on the radio.
No, we can't do that.
Why don't you talk to the doc, dude? Talk to the doc.
You know
doc, how are you going to make Novak well? I mean, at this point, you said
Who's
5 years.
Who's well at this table?
Well, what do you mean well at this table?
Your pockets jingle as you walk. His pockets jingle as his walk. Shipper met his wife in fucking AA low life.
I'm so
Missy's
happy.
Missy's the only one that, like, has her shit together.
Oh, he's scared
of
shit.
So, Novak, what you're saying is this whole show's made up of drug addicts?
Well, just people that are probably going to go to hell or die at a young age.
You're right there.
So who the fuck's to call who out?
Anybody got any weed? Because now you guys are making me thirsty.
I'm sure Missy probably does.
Hey!
Hay is for horses.
See.
Weed is for shitbirds.
So, dude, weed makes me dizzy and I can't do anything.
You
get paranoid.
Love that
it does
shit.
Not work for me.
It's the best.
How do you drink and do weed at the same time?
Yeah,
it's just watch a movie.
It's so much better.
You just watch TV and be like,
no, it's
so much better.
Maybe if I'm like, if I know that I'm inside and I'm gonna watch a movie, then I could do weed.
Do it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Weed.
That's all I'm trying to say. I just like to do weed and then try to do my bills and I say fuck it and watch a movie.
No, he actually was filling out his vet tech stuff.
What's that?
And they're not. Well,
that's a long story.
Yeah, it's a long story short. But anyway. he put fuck B on the outside of the every envelope.
Fuck what?
Fuck B.
It's kind of like...
Explain the story, babe.
Yeah, it's... I just have to do this thing where I have to write to these people. It's boring. Yeah.
But at least it was not boring because it said fuck thee.
When I went to Amsterdam, though, they actually said, do you want hyper weed? Do you want laughable weed? Do you want mellow weed? I was like, are you kidding me? There's all kinds of this weed. So I was like, give me laughable weed. And me and Missy did it.
You laugh your ass off?
15 minutes later, we're laughing our ass off, see? And I just look over at the dude that gave it to us. He's like, I could see that it worked.
Dude, I have to go to Amsterdam.
I want that speedball weed. You know what I mean? High 1 minute, down the next.
That's probably like Shipbird's heaven, like, is to go to Amsterdam.
What's up with Scott?
You've never toured with us.
Scott, who is Novak's sponsor, who has been clean for 10 years, is now doing speedballs again.
I pull up into a parking lot the other day. I see him sitting in his Porsche. His face has went to shit. He looks like a Kurt Cobain times 20 worse.
Turns out
scabs at his face. All he wants is a lighter and a thing of water to go shoot up. And me and my...
Were you scared of him?
I gave him a kiss. I said, if there's anything I can do for you, my mother will get you in deep.
Did he know that he was in...
He started crying and took off.
Really?
Yeah. So your mentor turned
I have a new sponsor.
He turned into a mentor.
What else? I remember you said a bunch of other shit. Wasn't he on a bender?
That he pulled up from his mother's house. His mother's house was in a bunch of row homes. He pulled up his mother's house at 7 in the morning with no shirt, no shoes on.
No service.
Banging on the door with a thing of coke. The police come, he runs and hides. And then they come back and get him and find him with a vial of coke. And then they let him out on his own recog. And now he's just driving around his Porsche, $80,000 Porsche, sleeping in his Porsche, spending all his money.
What about his kids?
All I heard was recog.
The mother, the daughter moved back right up around here.
What do you mean the daughter?
Remember he had that daughter that lived around here?
Yeah, the 14-year-old.
Yeah, she moved back around here. She totaled the car. She had
around Westchester?
Was she from
Baltimore?
Well, we're not in Baltimore.
She's fucking 14, you pedophile. she moved back up here. She totaled her car because she had GHB and alcohol and cocaine in her, just like her father.
She did?
Yeah.
She's fucking 14.
Yeah.
She chose to do GHB or did someone give it?
Look at my father and look at me. Christ.
How did it happen?
GHB is fucked up, dude. That's like freezes. What is that? That freezes your muscles up, huh?
It's a date rape drug.
I was actually going to ask, what is GHB?
Isn't that for like muscle lifters to put your muscles asleep when you're fucking.
It's what you're getting tomorrow, bitch.
People use GHB a lot as the date rape drug because if you give enough of it to someone, they're going to. It's an amnesiac, so they'll just forget everything that's been happening. So that's what you give to people.
So how much?
I've heard. Yeah. That's what you
so
give to
people.
So
how much will that be?
Oh,
how much is that?
Yeah,
Doc. Dude, I thought you put
depends
that
on the body size of the
I
person.
For a 14-year-old girl, one tab, man. Yeah. How does she have GHB in her system?
I mean, I didn't do the investigation.
They sell that shit in Gatorade bottles outside pizza places.
Don't they put that's a secret ingredient in vitamin water.
What's pizza shop?
Lots of them. Why? Oh,
just kidding.
Because I want a slice of pizza. Oh, yeah.
That's one. And crystal meth. It's just too late for me to start a new fad. I have enough addictions.
What does crystal meth feel like, Novak?
Never did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Meth?
Oh.
Never did it.
I did meth one time by an accident.
I've done meth.
I was with Yussi from the 69 Eyes, and we were in Finland, and we thought it was booger sugar, and we did it on the boat.
What did it do to you?
From Finland to Sweden, and we were just up for 2 days straight. And
was it miserable?
Well, we did a line of what should be coke, but if you do meth, it should be like that small. So so we did a whole lot. Dude, I was just so wide awake for 2 days straight. It was
hating life.
It was fun at first, and then like when I wanted to go
down,
to bed,
yeah.
I was like down in flames.
Yeah, totally. I can't say I did.
I can see that, Bam. I've been there.
Just me with coke. That's how I am with coke. Like I do coke for 2 days and just want to come down and want to murder myself.
Yeah, you were up for 4 days and then you started threatening me that I was humping your girlfriend. I was like, what are you talking about?
I know.
Worse.
Yeah, it was in the Hobbit Hole. I went down to go get beer, and I can't remember if she went with me or not. And she might have, she might not have. I was so blacked out that he was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, but flipping out. He was up for 4 days.
He had these big swords.
Here.
Remember, Missy, he had these big swords, yeah. And he remanded that me and him, let's sit
what?
Here.
Remanded?
Yeah, I have a sword on the wall, and I got it out, and I was playing around with it, and he thought
room.
I was going to fuck his head up and chop it off.
Didn't you think he was going to, like, stab you?
Yeah, after 4 days.
All I wanted to do was listen to him songs, you little
in this room?
I think I remember that.
Because it's the radio room.
There's a million radio rooms.
I think I sobered up.
You know how much, if the police came and, like, took blood samples, they would catch me in 5 fucking seconds.
You like, don't think like that.
Yeah, just
every
do it.
4 days.
I watched those CSIs.
Oh, which one did you? I watched one today.
With the bullet going into the bladder?
CSI, that never happens. Only on that TV show.
You know what? I bet you rarely they find, like,
never,
hair
ever.
Samples and shit.
Never.
They just try to bust your balls because they know damn well that you were there.
Yeah.
And they're like, we found a piece of your hair at the scene of the crime. What do you guys?
All right, I'm guilty. What the fuck? Never, never, dude.
You know, could have actually been, like, fucking your girlfriend against that tree, and then, you know, 2 days later, some murder happens. And
seriously.
There you go. You're screwed.
If you just stick to your guns and say, like, look, I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about. You say that you found a hair sample, but you didn't. Like, they're not going to catch you, I bet.
That's so frustrating, dude. Well, anyway, what is it? Cum scene investigation?
Novak, you want to hear some speedball rock?
Oh, that's a fact. If I were ever, well, I have shot heroin, so
it's
I
called
can't
Self-Love Six.
Speed Love is the thing I miss the most.
By Private Line. Listen to this song.
Ooh, Private Line.
Yeah, dude. Finland. Radio Babe Shoots 28 Function.
Fill my head with every 40.
my glass cut me a line. I get numb when I waste my time. Bam.
Against medical advice.
Against medical advice.
Missy.
Because he wouldn't sign an
here,
AMA.
Read what Novak's statement is. He wouldn't sign what? They say he's homeless, too.
Okay.
What are you reading? What are you reading?
This is the medical report from Brandon's last emergency room visit.
I swallowed on my vomit, and I was breathing 4 breaths when everyone's supposed to breathe how many breaths?
At least like
12. So I was 4 seconds away from death, 4 breaths away from death.
It says history of present illness. Mr. Novak is a 29-year-old man with past medical history of substance abuse as well as previous admissions for drug overdose, who was brought to the emergency department today from the light rail where he was found unresponsive. According to people on the scene, there was some question about the patient sliding out of his chair and getting his neck caught on a scarf. Initially reported as an attempted hanging, however, when I spoke to the officer, he said he did not think this was an attempted hanging. Past medical history, significant for IV heroin as well as methadone abuse.
You're hell.
Social history. This is interesting. The patient is homeless. His mother works here at Mercy Hospital and has been notified of the patient's presence here in the hospital. There is a history of ongoing heroin and methadone abuse. There's also a history of tobacco and alcohol use.
Anybody got a knife? We're going to make a bowl out of this can.
What else? What's the real important shit that happened to me in the hospital?
Dr. Cuban.
All right, well, you were not breathing enough, and you were not breathing well because you had, swallowed your own vomit and choked on your own vomit, and your vomit was in your lungs.
Wait a minute. You were there when Brandon Novak arrived at the hospital.
Yeah. I was not there when he arrived. I saw him in the ICU, and then afterwards.
Did you know him yet?
Yeah, I knew Brandon.
He knows my mom. He lives right on the corner.
I knew Brandon from before.
They had me on life support for 2 minutes.
Every girl's a whore, but my mother's not, and if you say different, then I'll fuck you up.
She's a sweetheart.
But if my father will tell you the same. Mm. She is a whore.
No, the medical team was presenting his case, and I heard the story, and then I was like, wait, what's this guy's name? And they said it was Brandon Novak. I was like, I know Brandon.
And then what?
Well, then I went to go see him at that point, and the first time I saw him, he had, the tube down his throat, and he was knocked out. He was sedated and paralyzed, so he didn't know I was there. And then I saw him when he woke up, and he thought he had been there for like 12 hours. He'd been there for 3 days.
Jesus Christ. You're a piece.
Getting better.
But, yeah, Brandon was, he was in the ICU. He was critically ill. He was close to death. We had to intubate him. We had to breathe for him with a mechanical ventilator.
How many times did I overdose in 1 month?
How many times have you overdosed in 1 month?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many times have you overdosed in 1 month?
I thought you might know.
I have not been taking you seriously.
Only you know.
I know at least 4.
He's polite. I'll tell you that.
He's polite.
Are you a shitbird part two?
No, I just thought you were really polite tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How come it sounds like we're in a hallway?
Oh, dude. Come on, man. Let's
rock
Novak.
This party up.
All right, come on. Let's bring some
honor to Novak. You got Novak's doctor in the room.
Okay.
He saw Novak come in there.
Shipbird, you
basically
got a
dead, right?
Shipbird, you got a question for me?
I have a question.
Or Chad, you have a question for
why
me?
Why would somebody put a Heine Hoagie shit fucking on Mike Haynes' front porch?
That's a stupid...
That really happened tonight.
Wait, somebody, what happened?
Somebody
shit... And Hain was blaming me. He's like, why are you putting fucking shit in hoagies and then delivering it to my doorstep? I'm like, I didn't, dude.
Is he going
to
fight you?
He did it first.
Somebody took the fucking creative time to shit in the...
I would do it.
I think it was D. Camello.
Yeah. Amoroso roll, right?
It's an Amoroso roll, which you can only get in Philly.
Tonight.
Dico's in love with Amoroso.
He stepped in it.
Yeah,
so where is Dico? I missed the motherfucker.
Home.
We should call him, dude.
Let's get him in front.
He is definitely not
let's
awake.
Let's get him
right
and Fries online together.
Let's see who's shitting a hoagie and put it on Haynes' front doorstep. Because they should have lit it on fire.
Whoever did it is never going to admit it.
If you want to talk to Joe Frantz, he's
did
on
it,
imdb.com.
Can we get him on there?
Who did it?
If you're going to do a song, Shipbird, did it and admit it,
right? All right, that's the next one. I'll work on it.
Did it. Admit it.
I shit. I did it. I admit it.
When you did the song Bend the Dick,
I fucked up.
Yeah, because you never finished the whole
story. Story of your life, just like
I want to bend my dick to my ass back, so I can fuck myself. Fuck. That's what you said. I want to bend my dick around the back of my ass so I can fuck myself. Don't front.
That's what you need. Don't front.
And you need the hook
should be Ben-ness shit, nigga. Ben-ness.
Nigga Ben-ness.
He heard a song recently.
No, I said nigga. Shipbirds, how's your album doing? Is Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds, what's your MySpace address, dude?
I'd like to thank everybody, dude.
You were born on April Fool's.
I'd like to thank
you.
You
were one big joke when you were born.
You are a joke.
I am a joke.
Look at where you meet your goddamn fucking low life rehab, babe. That's a joke.
Okay, dude. Call the kettle black.
Yo, Novak. Hey. You know, that's the kind of shit that'll get you fucking punched.
Do I stick needles in my arm?
No, but you fucking drink till you're ready to die.
No, not at all, actually. Okay. I work 40 hours a week.
How about this? How about this? Alcohol is the only thing you can ever die from. Withdrawal. Did you know that?
That makes no sense.
What about heroin?
You can't.
Yes, you can die from heroin withdrawal.
Bam, will you bet me? Will you cover me?
Doctor.
No.
Doctor.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Shut up.
Because I drank.
Shut up, doctor.
Go ahead.
Alcohol withdrawal can put you into life-threatening arrhythmias, and you can die from it.
Can you die from heroin?
Heroin withdrawal, not so much.
Just say arrhythmias.
You can't really die from heroin withdrawal. You'll feel like you want to die, but if you're in a controlled setting, you'll probably be all right.
The only reason why Novak knows that is because of rehab.
Exactly. Where you should be.
Maybe you should go back there, dude.
I don't need to. I got 4 weeks clean.
Well, you're judging everybody an awful lot. You seem super fucked up right now.
Because they got me on this Paxil.
Paxil's an antidepressant.
Okay, so you're calling
me out. So I'm not depressed.
Okay, thanks, Noah.
Obviously, you're high as a goddamn kite.
I smoke. Well, fuck, I need something like that because I'm depressed,
too. I got a whole prescription in my car.
Did you know that every doctor that I see... And I tell them what's wrong with me. I'm like, my grandmom's a manic depressive. And they're like, you're that jackass dude. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, they just think that I'm just trying to get drugs or something.
That's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah.
Your doctor's supposed to treat you as a person, not as a celebrity or not as, you know,
yeah,
what they have preconceived notions.
But it's, right. it's
every doctor thinks I'm a fucking junkie.
Yeah, I feel like...
Well, you kind of look like a fucking junkie.
See, another doctor thinks I'm a fucking junkie.
Once again.
Do I look like a junkie?
It goes full
not
circle.
Right now. Not right now.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, he does.
Oh no, I've seen Brandon.
I look
Brandon
like a junkie,
well,
but Novak
dead,
doesn't.
But he looks like a fucking junkie.
But what's Chad look like?
I've never...
He just looks like Chad. Hey. I don't think Chad looks like a junkie.
Because
I've but never... no doctor knows what's wrong with me. Like... I'll go see a psychiatrist. I did it once. It was the biggest waste
see
of time
my
ever.
Doctor.
Doc Cuban.
Some
bitch from Exton, PA is going to tell me what's wrong with me. Like, she has no clue. Like, I go on, like, 20 flights every 30 days. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on all these flights. I meet all these people in L.A., and I say what my problem is, and she's, like, from Exton. She doesn't even leave Exton, and she's trying to say what kind of problem I have. I'm like, how the fuck?
Can my doctor evaluate you after this?
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
you know what?
Can I ask you a question?
I hope so.
Anything you like, babe.
Do you have problems, like, ejaculating or getting a hard on because of your
just my girlfriend because I'm tired of fucking her. I like to fuck know.
Oh, okay.
Brandon, you're gonna be in so much trouble when she hears
she
that.
Doesn't hear the show.
Well, I tell her to listen.
I know
to
you do. I know you already did that once.
Lucky for you, they cut that part out.
Yeah, we should get serious radio so we can listen to this shit.
wait,
well,
wait,
your
we
girlfriend definitely shouldn't
have it. Oh, really?
You guys are on Serious Radio. You don't even have Serious Radio.
We do, but our tenants.
But we don't go live. I don't know what they do.
I can't afford that shit. Are you crazy?
Would you talk about something already?
I don't like to go live because. Because then I have to, like, talk
take
to
callers.
People when phone calls come in.
I think we
just
I think we really
like
should take some fucking phone
let's
calls.
Let's take one call.
All right.
We can't, idiot.
Let's call somebody.
Call someone, tell them to call you.
The fact is, like, yo, my glass cut me alive.
Yeah, let's play that, and then we'll figure out a call.
I get when I waste my time, bam.
What's
this
that?
Is the thief from England, bam.
Yeah.
I know, idiot. I fucking listen to it, too. Well, I like it.
What track on the CD?
8. Can we turn it up extra loud on the speakers?
So you can tell Bam Bam buys CDs. He knows the fucking track numbers.
Intro this.
Everyone know back here, this is Thieves. The anthem of my life, cut me a line, fill me a drink. Wait, start over one more time.
Tales from the White Line, babe.
Vacant thoughts flow through my mind. Empty words are all I can find. Vacant like ships until they're sunk. No rods and no grips. Fill my glass, cut me a line. I get numb when I waste my time. When I don't feel my body, 'cause I don't feel a thing. And all those things that you gave me, now they're broken on the wind. When I'm just a shell that's whole. I don't feel a thing. And all those things that you gave me now lay broken on the wing. Oh, and I'm like the fighter, never made the ring. 'Cause I swung like an axe, but I'm blunt to everything. Well, kids, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
That ends quicker than you'd think it would.
Oh yeah. Shit.
That's what she said. Oh, yeah.
How about fuck forever? Fill my glass, cut me a line. I get down when I waste my time, Ben.
Oh, thanks.
How about fuck forever? Yeah. Yeah, we gotta talk some more.
Good luck, dude. I got 5 minutes in me.
What?
I can fuck for 5 minutes.
Really? Is that what you do, Jen?
The best I
sometimes it's longer, but when we got home from tour, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Chip Burns is a sucky fucker, isn't he?
Dude.
No, he's actually really good.
He's probably a sucky fucker.
Rock and roll!
Yeah. Tell us the moves. What's he do? Does
tell
he, does he doggy style you? Does he
everything.
Fucking 69?
Does he hold his ass and, fucking,
yeah,
and do the circle
does
motion?
Does he have a fan on and
yawning? Circle motion.
Does he no, do, we haven't gone that far yet.
Does he do two pinks and one in the stink?
Yep.
Sure.
I want my own autograph. I fuck so good, dude. Uh-huh. I just want to fucking sign my own dick.
If you say that, that's a lie.
It's not a lie, actually. Matt Cole is some of the best sex I've ever had in my life.
How much sex have you had?
We won't go there.
Fuck Lou I fuck Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond.
Christ, I fuck him.
Does she fuck Lou Diamond Phillips, dude?
Who's this guy,
who
Lou?
Who the fuck is Lou Diamond Phillips?
La 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 la.
You got Lou Diamond Phillips is?
Damn, that's like Conway Twitty. Like, who the fuck is Conway Twitty?
Did you fuck Lou Diamond Phillips?
All right, I won't lie, yeah.
Yo, fuck Conway Twitty.
You know him?
Yeah.
Fuck that Conway Twitty. Travis tripped my ass.
You know him?
Cole, would you be pissed off if you found out she fucked Lou Diamond Phillips?
Nah, I can't get pissed, really.
He's a bomber, dude.
I'd be pissed if Gina fucked Lou Diamond Phillips.
If you fuck like Weird Al Yankovic, I'd be like, God,
bitch.
God
Yankovic.
Damn,
babe, that's like me saying,
isn't it
like,
Yankovic?
Okay, it's Vic? Okay if you
Yankovic. Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic.
Actually, if you fucked any of the Philadelphia Eagles at this point, I'd probably be pissed off.
Would you be mad if she fucked the whole Eagles team?
Yeah.
Sounds like my girlfriend.
Actually.
Is that what happened?
Only it's the Baltimore Ravens.
That bitch fucked
and that's
no
in
Brooks.
Real life.
Man, this show has no fucking
hey,
matter.
Novak, why? Why does she like you?
Because I'm one of a kind. I'll toss you around the room like a rag doll. You'll never forget me.
Oh, really?
Who wants a guy that beats around the bush? If I come to you and say, God damn, you're good looking. Look, I don't want a one relationship, but
I've
I'm great
it.
In bed. And we can see where it goes from there, but we will have the best sex ever.
That's,
so.
That's your pickup line?
And you know what?
And
it
how
works
much does
every
it work,
fucking time,
it does work every time.
He goes up to a girl and he's like,
He just says, I have no money in my bank account. All I can offer you is my company. So you want to go back to the house and fuck or what?
And who's, and who's my company? And who wants to come here? Every broad in the world.
Dude, I... She
Everybody
didn't,
wants to come
I,
here.
I remember one
yeah,
time...
Yeah,
oh,
right,
so
coattails.
You're pretty much riding on the tails of,
yeah,
man.
But...
Not man, you are the
fucked.
Smartest girl I ever heard
oh,
in my
come
life.
Come on, come on. No, I remember the time we went to Hooters, and you said... Nice the girl walked it. Up to the table, and you're like, when do you get off work?
Yeah.
And she was like, Fisting at it. 2. And you're like, all right, that's cool. When's the last time you had sex? And she's like, ha, ha. And you were just like...
I'm serious, bitch.
Because tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
And she laughed about it.
History.
But she called you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And who'd she go home with?
You.
When?
And I was like, Jesus Christ, how the fuck does that game work? Like, you just...
I probably fucked about 300 girls in Westchester.
Wow. I know you
did. Yeah,
wow.
I've seen it.
I watched everyone.
Have
300
tested?
Girls in Westchester should go figure
yeah.
it out right now.
And you're clean.
I have my... What do you call me now? My regular...
Primary care physician.
And he's tested me for everything.
What is it? Your PCP.
Remember when Zach McGrogan said that he wouldn't hire any girls that slept with you because he couldn't have them work in the kitchen?
He's your PCP, right? Your primary care physician.
Yeah. I took interferon, motherfucker. This motherfucker, I'm telling you, he's in a room full of shitbags, but he's fucking yeah. up there.
He's the only one really right
Dr.
now.
Dr. Cuban.
Dr. Cuban.
Yeah, Dr. Cuban's here. He's the guy
have
who...
Have you fucked any
he's the guy who, do you owe him anything? He saved your life?
Yeah, you owe him an apology.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, he does.
I wish it was that easy.
My apology was paying.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And we go out to clubs and we hang out.
You
stuff.
Probably bought him a nice vase or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my $0.
Awesome watch.
3 days in the 3 days in the hospital, you bought him a nice vase.
No, the
hey,
hospital.
Doc, I gotta shake it. Your hand for actually like caring about him.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
He's a good kid. I like Brandon. He's a good and guy. And he lives a block away from my mother, so they all kind of, like
represent
like,
Little Italy.
My butt, my lawyer would take me to these shady doctors
Butler.
And give me all these Xanax.
Yay.
But now, like, my mom and him are so close that it's just like...
How close?
Like,
I have to answer to a higher power.
Now he gives me Paxil.
Your lawyer's a class act, man.
Well, you don't so like your mom's boyfriend anyway.
That deal's
so
going
fuck
down.
Fuck that dude and hook him up with him.
I don't think it is.
5 mil? 15 mil? Something like that?
No.
Really?
Your mom should
Terry denied it.
Fuck him.
Novak, is your mom a MILF?
No.
No.
She lives with this great guy who is obscenely loaded.
Well, that's
nice.
Good.
He owns racehorse tracks.
He looks at boat magazines.
Nice.
He won't let me in his house.
That's when you know you've made it, dude. If you're looking at yachts.
He looks at yachtsmagazine.com.
Yeah. I want to get yachts.
Dude, you got to tell him the virgin story.
Oh, dude. There's this fucking girl, and I'm just warning everybody.
Do you fuck her?
There's this fucking girl, and I'm going to keep this real fucking oblique or whatever you fucking
no, Rose.
No,
oblique.
No,
let's
no,
look
I,
that up in the dictionary.
No, I just want to keep this very... Her boyfriend thinks she's a virgin.
Goof.
And he's keeping himself a virgin.
Goof.
Through religion.
Boring.
Like, waiting. Yeah, it is boring. But she's fucking every motherfucker in the whole world right now.
That's not boring.
No? She's cheating on him?
Yes. She's fucking
tell me more.
She's fucking other people.
Tell me more.
Novak, dude. If you want her number, anytime.
Yeah.
And she's married?
Oh,
no. No, she's not married.
She's saving herself for a religious guy who's waiting. He's 26 right now.
Well, I can get my priest on the internet, so I can marry... You know, so whatever that means.
Well,
you get your
I'm
priest
saying,
on the internet?
Right
you,
now,
you have a priest now?
Say it
right,
try again.
Listen, right now there's a guy who thinks that his girlfriend is a complete virgin and he's saving himself religiously for her pussy.
What a tool bag.
And her pussy has had probably beer bottles in
dude,
it.
Dude, he sits home
with a hot dog down a hallway.
He sits home and plays fucking Mega
he's
Warcraft.
He's saving his wife who probably had beer bottles up her pussy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he has no clue. He's just like, oh,
to say the
no
least.
Clue.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going on today in the news. All right, Chad?
That's horrible. That is terrible, terrible news.
I've seen some disgusting things,
that's
man.
Terrible. That's,
yeah.
That's
and, terrible. And then
that's
the
icing on the
cake. I can't wait to find out. I wish I could be a
she says she got fingered, but I know she got fucked.
Oh, fucking yeah, dude, I swear to God. How's she going to act the first time they have sex? She's going to be like, ow, it hurts. Ow. Ow. Yeah, right. Ow.
Oh,
yeah.
Ow, it hurts.
Ow, it hurts. It's a fucking beer bottle.
Sounds
man.
Like they're fucking.
It sounds like she's fucking sticking throwing a bowling ball down a bowling alley.
I think you said that. Somebody said it better though.
Hot dog down the hallway.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's or what's another one? What's another one?
Main Street hot dog.
My fucking fingered me.
That's what she said.
Yeah, you beat off to your own ass.
Who the fuck told you that?
I read it on Haggard.
Oh.
He's got a picture of his own butthole on his phone.
Who does?
Spread butthole.
Yeah, Matt Shitbirds has a picture of his own hairy asshole that he was showing everybody.
It was Kelly's birthday.
And Kelly's birthday, and Matt Shitbirds is passing around a picture of his asshole.
I spent all time with Hoofpate drinking up there. I couldn't even be at the same table as her, dude.
I think we should look at each other's assholes and say who from 1 to 10 has the 10 being hottest one being the worst.
The best asshole.
Is the best one the one that tastes the most like, you know?
No, we're not tasting. We're just looking.
Oh, yeah. We stopped doing that, actually.
Let me taste that ass, bitch.
I'm so pissed off at fucking Novak wiped his fucking
ass. How much do you like the dirty
ass
ass here right now?
We don't have a dirty ass.
Someone's got to.
Everybody's taken.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that.
What a bummer.
Yeah. Want to play a fucking song?
I can't wait to
play. I want to play Lacrimus Profound. Yeah.
Right. Let me show you my asshole. Hang
Amber
on.
Amber girl. Shippers, yeah. Nobody want. Well, look at your asshole on break.
Kick
here.
It in. Let
God
me look at
damn
it.
Damn it. Look at my asshole.
Do you need a prostate exam?
Now.
Yeah, actually, right. He does.
No, I
does
don't.
Does he really?
Yeah, he
fuck yeah.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faxon 28.
Fuck yeah, Shitbird. You were born on April Fool's. How's it feel to have your name saying Shitbird's coming up next at a concert?
How's it feel?
Oh yeah, Shitbird's played the fucking Electric Factory, dude.
Dude, that was
CKY's so fucked up.
How's it feel to have your ex show up in a goddamn fucking Marine with horns coming out and shit like that? Remember the Halloween party?
That was 2-3
years ago. Yeah, how's that feel?
3 years ago, dude.
I was actually excited to open up the Electric Factory because
Shitbirds has fucking goddamn played the Electric Factory. What'd you play?
Not a goddamn thing.
Played the heroin harmonica.
You know what?
Heroin harmonica.
The coolest dead the coolest dead junkies are rich ones, dude.
I got some contracts in play.
You gotta get rich before you can fucking die. So the coolest junkies are rich ones. You wouldn't know about them.
Robert Downey Jr.
Whoever they think is cool, you know. I mean, whoever you look up to as a junkie, they probably got money. That's how you know them.
Well, the guy from Wonderland, Dave Cox, is coming here within a month to start scouting locations.
Dave Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Wonderland Highway with Jared Leto and Jake Gyllenhaal.
He did Wonderland.
Jake Gooberballs.
He did Wonderland.
Gooberballs.
And then my book that I wrote's coming out.
The faggot from Brokeback Mountain. Fucking hey, Dreamstar is coming out.
Well, Franz's lawyers agreed to it. Now we're waiting for Bam's lawyers to agree for it, and then it's out.
It's
sounds so easy, doesn't it? It takes a long time, doesn't it?
So yeah, it doesn't have a release date.
Fuck, it takes a long
time.
No
release date for the Brandon Novak story.
I am working on a book.
Bam's working on a book.
I'm making 1,000 or 2,000 copies.
It looks like arts and crafts, like the whole freaking place is
one
covered.
One big scrapbook,
Like, should I do the same with mine?
Huh?
Should I do the same with mine?
No, you don't have as many clippings, bro.
Well, Kensington already wants to buy it.
Kensington? The city of Kensington in Philly?
No, the publisher's idiot.
I got lost there one time. It sucked.
Kensington.
Yeah, that's actually a good place to sell it.
Kensington.
That's where I used to get my dope.
That's North Philly.
Kensington Publishers in New York.
Kensington's so gnarly. It's like worse than Martin's.
Edmund Kensington is a good book publishing company.
Ooh. Whoa.
Admit it.
We're not out of weed, are we?
No. What do you need, dude? Bam, bam. This CD's fucked up. That's why CDs are going out of style because they get scratched.
Yeah, because Novak scratches them.
Hey, Pendarvis, I've been waiting on a check since
edit
and since Easter.
All right. Hey, are you serious? It's not his fucking fault, dude. Pendarvis rules.
Will Pendarvis, what's up, man? Like I said, a shout-out.
Novak's going to love this song.
To the WP. We need substance. Let's go, let it roll. Let's go. We need substance.
What about your skate park
Turbo
song?
Turbo ACs.
No, what about the...
Play this. And then we'll come back.
To your skate park. Where?
Oh, would you just calm the fuck down and listen to the song?
Track.
Track 10, dude.
I love track 10.
Serious Radio, Faction 28.
Don't you know if it ain't broke, you gotta break it. Now it's all distorted, and it's with deception. It's time to go when the cost you go the wrong direction. So the walls were closing in, and the pressure was on again. What it really had to get you. We'll be right back.
Turbo ACs. It's me, Novak. Me, Novak.
What are you reading?
Well, I'm reading here a letter that I wrote to my brother from the penitentiary. And this is completely for what I stand for.
Well, let me see.
I went to court and made out really well. They dropped the felony to a misdemeanor, gave me 60 days to a year, unsupervised probation, 100 hours community service, and pay restitution. That's great. So I still have no felonies on my parole, no felonies on my record. Now when I get out, I'll have my shit together and go for a good job.
What else? What's the rest?
Okay, hold on, let me read them. Good job. Interview. Shut me out. Where?
Right there.
Interview, they can't shut me out due to having a felony. Anyways, yeah, I just celebrated my birthday and still think I just turned 24. I don't even know my own age. No, I got caught up shooting up in 11th grade in gym class.
Really?
That's
yeah.
So sad.
That's close enough, though.
Well,
is that
what
in
do
the
I
book?
Give a fuck?
Yeah, it's in the book.
All right. You got to read a chapter from the book.
Do you have the chapter here?
Read the note.
I have one in my house.
Next time you're on the radio, you should do a chapter from your book.
Okay.
Or like a piece, at least.
I'll bring it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess we'll never know. Ha ha. I can't believe there's lots of snow there. Ah, this sucks.
Yo, that's fucking,
Europe.
It's Europe.
The final countdown.
Yeah. See, don't be pulling 80s up, man. I'll freak the fuck
that's
out.
That's not the final countdown.
I'll lose my mind and be like, I'll think I'm making
here
good.
It is. This is the final countdown. What the fuck?
That sounds like a ring.
This is the other song on that record.
Really?
Yeah, the second song on the Final Countdown album is this.
Holy shit, dude. I'm gonna go write songs like a motherfucker.
Oh, I have material now.
We got shit now, dude.
That's a third track, right?
That's a hook? What the fuck is that?
And they tried it with the first song and they didn't realize they needed to finish the rest of it.
Jesus Interval.
Yeah.
Interval.
Europe.
This makes me want to
spam. You love Europe.
Weed even
Europe.
More.
You go there all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bam goes to Europe all fucking time.
Novak, are you allowed in
what
Europe?
What do you do over in Europe, Bam?
Yeah, but I lost my passport.
I can't really go there anymore.
Why?
Missy doesn't let me.
What about negative?
You have too much fun
What's
over
What's your
there?
Favorite city in Europe?
I like Helsinki, but you don't want to go to New Year's.
Can I try with Missy and Bam next time?
That's because Dede's getting married and you're in the wedding on New Year's Eve.
Can I
really? Oh, and it?
Can I be
what
in
do
it?
I have to do when I'm in it?
You have to be a groomsman.
Do I have to say anything?
I think you have to do the worm.
No, that's just easy.
I want
to
be.
You have to do what Chad and Novak did when they were in our wedding. You just have to go dressed in what they say and stand there while they get married.
I was good at Bam's wedding.
We'll bring some.
You were in a wheelchair.
He had broken feet. He took 20 pills. What are you
like
talking about?
3 bars of Xanax, and you're like, yeah, I could probably skate.
They gave me 5 milligram Percocets. Which
no, you were on.
Where's the bar?
No,
the bar is Zanny. Where's the bar, bitch?
I did coke.
Zanny bar.
I know you did.
I know.
You did loads of it. You must have.
I thought you were dead the next day that I actually went to the room, knocked on the door 2 in the afternoon. There were 16 cheeseburgers.
Vangiana.
He ordered Vangiana. 16 fucking cheeseburgers.
And
$480.
Passed out before they made it.
And passed out when they delivered them.
Outside.
They were knocking and knocking and knocking, and he couldn't answer the door because he was too wasted.
That's why Matt and I, our room service got fucked up.
Dude, you know what? If
you're the reason why everybody else's room service got fucked up.
If I'm on coke, why would I want 16 cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
What's a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
You gotta chase them burgers down.
I want a cheeseburger.
Bam, why would I want no cheeseburger?
Yeah, room service is really fucked up. Like,
when I'm on coke, I just want more coke. I don't want food.
But Novak, thank you very much because we got our room service for free.
So. Well, cool.
Yeah,
thanks to you.
It was just like,
put it in my tab and you're not at the top of the list.
Hey, Brandon, I got a question for you since everyone else has been asking
Yes, ma'am. Please ask me questions.
What drugs are you on right now?
Paxil, bitch.
Paxil, and I'll show you.
That's it.
Tell the fucking truth. You're fucked up.
Yeah, just tell the truth.
Will you go grab him out of my box to write my
no,
box?
No, like, what other pills are you on?
Paxil.
Because I want to know what does this to somebody.
Paxil.
I don't believe it.
Paxil and red wine.
Look at his beady ass eyes.
When you got here, you...
Look at his beady eyes. Ask my doctor.
When you got here, you introduced me to your friend as Missy's wife. You said, this is Missy's wife, and this is her best friend.
To be fair, Brennan always does that shit.
Okay, wait a minute.
Ask my primary physician.
Wait, how long have you known?
You won't know if you're doing recreational drugs at home.
He prescribed me.
I will say this.
How does he get him on the black market?
Listen. I will say this. I've been with Brandon since 6 o'clock today. We went. We went to Charm City Skate, and then we went to a diner, and then we drove all the way fucking up here, and I've been with him since. And
but it's what you don't know, Doc, is that I could go to the bathroom and do all these drugs, and nobody knows.
He used to do that when he was hanging out with us. He'd go to the bathroom and do shit, come back and go.
I don't have a goddamn doc. I spent my last $1,500 on a mortgage out.
$1,500?
On a mortgage.
You would never pay.
I will be honest,
mortgage.
Motherfuckers broke.
Let's call Mandy. Let's call Mandy right now and ask her how I spent $1,500 on a mortgage.
Hey, Dr. Lee.
Yes.
Do you spend all this time with all your patients?
Not usually, no.
He's close friends with my mother. He lives one block from my mother.
That's cool, but I do want to say the only person that can save Novak is Novak.
The only
this
person
that
can save you is
this
fucking
is true.
AA.
That is true.
So shut up.
See, he's getting pissed now.
I don't get pissed.
It's fine. Go shit in your mouth and taste it.
I don't get pissed. I'll eat shit. If you shit right now, I'll eat it for
we're all
$300.
I don't have
I need money for some pills.
One, two, three.
All right, so you'd like Matt's butthole for $10.
No, I don't
have $50.
No, I want
$35.
Matt,
look at his asshole clean.
Right now, $35.
No.
You motherfucker, you're not getting the call with me at the end of this.
I got it on
me.
All right, no more Paxil, no more wine. Fuck this shit.
Maybe Matt doesn't want it.
$40 right now.
It turns out Paxil and wine makes you lick shit.
You lick Matt's asshole.
I didn't know Paxil
clean right now.
No.
$40.
No.
All right, do it.
No, I'm not even going to let him do it.
I got
$50. I got $50.
You
got to get the fuck away from me, dude.
Hey, fam, what if he just licks, like, the top of his butt?
All right,
no. Get rid of the drum roll.
Do it.
No.
Does anyone got a camera?
I have $50 since you'll never even see my butthole.
Do it.
Lick
his cell phone, at least.
Wait, they all just saw your butthole.
Yeah, we've seen it so many times. Let's see it.
No, actually,
no.
That.
No, I'm not doing it.
You haven't licked his butthole.
I'm not playing this game.
You lick his butthole once, and you get $40.
No,
I can't do it because I don't want him near my boyfriend's butthole because I might get diseases.
Exactly. She's going to be there in an hour, so I don't want that to happen.
Not as far as I know.
Well, you look like you have diseases.
Well, look at Chad.
Chad looks exceptional.
Why does Chad get thrown under the bus?
I don't get it.
Anyway. You need edit.
Yeah. You missed out on $40.
When does Paxil get you this fucked up?
Give me some of that shit.
How many did you take?
To get angry because bring my serious doctor here and no one believes me.
Let's smoke some Paxil.
You believe me, Brandon.
And fucking talk about this shit, dude. Like a gentleman.
Just so you're too scared for me to put my tongue in the top of your ass.
Why are you missing out on $40, dude?
Make him do it.
Just give him the fucking $40.
Were you trying to lick his ass? you were trying to?
Hold him down.
Huh?
I'm glad I didn't get
I have to hold him down.
Bam, he was literally ready to lick his asshole.
I know, he wants to.
Because I will kick your ass.
He just whispered to Bam, help me hold him down. He's dying to lick Shitbird's asshole at this point. For fucking free, basically.
$40
For $40 fucking dollars.
No!
What's the doctor selling?
Yeah, come on, Doc.
Doc, what are you selling, dude, for $40?
Yeah, what do you got, bro? You got some shit in your car, right? What do you got?
Paxil. I got a...
He's got it?
Paxil.
You need to buy it for $40.
Bottle today.
No, but I'm broke.
Track one,
dude.
Yeah, because it's time to go.
You got a Honda.
We're 62 minutes over, dude. This is meds by placebo.
Meds.
Let me get some meds, babe.
Yo, what do you got in your Honda Element,
Doctor,
dude?
I know
you got some fucking drugs in there.
Why aren't you intervening here while your patient wants to lick my boyfriend's ass?
Because I can see no health.
There's no medication.
Okay, there's no reason why he shouldn't lick someone's asshole.
I lick Missy's ass.
I got every disease you could imagine.
Oh, Lord.
Man, you guys are making me horny.
Bang it on, bitches. Placebo. Wahoo! Yo, bam.
I can tell you some stories about herpes, by the way.
I bet.
Yeah, next week.
We should do two shows.
I was alone, falling free, trying my best not to forget what happened to us, what happened to me, what happened as I let it slip. I was confused by the powers that be, forgetting names and faces. Passers-by were looking at me as if they could erase it.
Baby, did you forget to take your pills? Baby, did you forget to take your pills?
I was alone, staring over the ledge, trying my best not to forget.
Forget.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28.
How would you like it if we tailored